You are even cuter up close. Let me get a good look at your face, little lamb. I wouldn't do that if I were you. You're trapped between a brick wall and a dark alley, and my body. Both of my hands are on either side of you, caging you in. There's nowhere for you to run, my lamb. It seems like it would be best if you complied with my wishes and let me take a good, long look at your face. Yeah, that's it. There we go. So good. See? Was that so hard? I knew you could be good for me. So, what made you turn down this dark alley? It's not your usual route. You must have heard my footsteps behind you. Making a left at 5th and Asbury takes you the long way home, but it is the path less traveled. Thought you could lose me, did ya? It's all right, little lamb. I didn't get an interest in you because of your decision-making skills or brains. When I came to the city, you were the first human I laid eyes upon. I've been keeping watch from a distance ever since. I've met plenty of other humans since coming here, but none of them have kept my attention like you, precious one. I can always tell you're near because the whites of my eyes, they turn pink and they end up glowing. They search for you in a crowd, and there is a feeling of anxiety until I can finally see you. I've thought about you day and night, my lamb. Do you know what kind of torture I've been through to make this moment happen? Observing your schedule, taking account of all the ways to get back to your place, being able to get you to turn down an alley with no one around and very little light. I've been planning this for months. I didn't just watch you for my own benefit. That would have been selfish. I also made sure that you were okay. Do you even realize how much danger you put yourself in every single day of your life? You aren't as safe as you think you are. You aren't the most observant, nor are you the brightest, and that makes it very easy for danger to slip past your sensors. I've protected you from yourself, from others. I've made sure that you had food and drinks in your fridge and that you got home safe when walking alone. I didn't even ask for recognition. I knew it would all be worth it once my plan came to fruition. Months of protecting you from yourself, of watching over you like a guardian angel, learning your routine, memorizing roads and alleys and roofs. All of it came together just for this moment. To finally hold my little lamb in my arms. Even if I have to keep you pinned against this cold brick wall with my own body. Would you look at that? It seems the sudden shock of being pushed against a wall and trapped by a woman taller than you has finally worn off. You're taking a better look at me, at my face. You're realizing I'm not exactly human, aren't you? Just noticing my horns, the unnatural color of my eyes. My teeth are just a little too sharp to be perfectly natural or human. Are you getting it, precious one? You caught this monster's attention. I appeared in this place, not expecting much from a human city. Only for the first human I've ever seen in my life to be the most captivating individual. I tried to talk to other humans. I did. I did everything I could to erase you from my memory, little lamb. But none of it worked. I tried going on dates. I tried to go out and make new friends, but none of them came close to you. They would always end up talking about something, and my mind would drift to you. I would always end up by your place, listening to you talk, watching you look at your phone, making sure no one broke in while you were asleep. That kind of a thing. I kind of thought I was being sweet. Your voice, It became my favorite song. Your scent became my perfect perfume. It wasn't long before I couldn't do anything in my day-to-day life without dreaming about you, without picturing you slotting so perfectly into my life. Do you understand what that's like? Then I'll enlighten you. I pined for someone who didn't know I existed. I yearned to touch you, to place my large hands on your hips and feel how your body molds to mine. I ached to lick and bite and suck all over your body, little lamb. Leave it marked up so that everyone knows that you're mine and that they can't touch you. I hungered for the taste of your lips, unsure of how sweet they would taste, but confident that they would be the most delicious thing I would ever feel. To nibble at your bottom lip, hold your chin, and have you feel the barbell of my pierced tongue slide against yours. But now I don't have to wonder about these things. This itch that's been clawing at my insides for months, it can finally be soothed. I finally have you. There's no need for any of that, little lamb. Resistance is futile. Don't fight it, precious one. It can make you feel good if you allow me. Don't you want to feel good? Playing hard to get, are we? I like that. It's adorable how you're pretending to not enjoy this. Your body is responding so well to me. And yet, you're being so stubborn. Don't my lips feel right pressed against yours? They're working in tandem. My hands resting on your hips, my body firmly pressing your body against the brick. Such a dichotomy between the cool stone of the wall and, well, the supernatural warmth of my body. It's making your head spin, isn't it? Yeah. So many sensations at once, little lamb. Doesn't it feel good? You know, you aren't a very good liar, are you? You're telling me it doesn't feel good, but you're so eagerly accepting my mouth and your body is responding to me so beautifully. You really are such a sensitive little thing. It's like you're already attuned to me. So why would you try to fight this? To deny this? Come on, precious one. You know it feels good. Oh. If you aren't enjoying this, then why did you just let out such a pathetic noise when I started to pull my body off of yours? Oh, you were pathetic. There's no denying that. You might not tell the truth, but there's a part of you that always will. It doesn't know how to lie to me. Shall we find out how you really feel, little lamb?